Flag Sports Saturday is on the air.
I'm daring to be great right now.
Your chance to sound off.
Listen to the games mainly on the radio, and you guys are great. I love it.
Join the show anytime, 701-271-1100.
How cool is this?
Or you can drop us a line, studio@flagfamily.com.
Pump it in there, baby.
It's time to talk sports.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here on Flag Sports Saturday.
Welcome back, everyone, to Flag Sports Saturday. James McCarty alongside Jay Stemman. Spencer Jost making us sound good and running that board.
Where's the enthusiasm for my name there, bro?
Jace
Denman is here, guys. He is
James McCarty. Jace Denman and Spencer are here.
I need people to know my name because that way maybe I'll get a little more, you know, social media love.
Oh, so it's all about you, is it?
It's
I
all
see how it
likes,
is.
Huh?
Yeah, and follows and whatever.
Yeah, the tweeters and the.
I'm going to very much regret saying this because you guys both have sound drops, but I am a millennial.
That is super painfully obvious. Just saying.
Thank you.
You even got the...
I'm just glad, because he's clicking something. And
He's not getting the board
I'm happy. It's fine. So, anyway, I got something for you.
Zero logic and all that. And that last bit, pure gibberish.
Actually, Spencer, this is the one you're supposed to say when he says stuff like this.
What's happening right now?
Good for you.
That's the sound drop when he does something for himself, you know.
Don't you have, like, a gift certificate to go sniff or something?
Only in Lena's Pizzeria, bro.
Oof-ta. It's so good. I love that. They have some awesome deals there. They're sponsoring our trivia here this week. Trivia is golfer football related because PJ Fleck was in town Thursday. Jace is shaking his head.
I'm not
Spencer knows about everything there is know about golfer football, but only in Lena's Pizzeria. I just found this out a day or two ago. This is absolutely awesome. They have Mug Night. It's Monday Night Mug Madness. You get a 32-ounce mug. And you can fill it with your favorite beer with refills for $5 at a time. So go get yourself a pizza, have a couple of drinks, absolutely awesome, phenomenal time. And then they have Trivia Tuesday. Starts at 7:30 p.m. And a pitcher of beer is $9 there. And it's buy one, get one half off on appetizers. And they always have their carryout delivery specials. They're located on just off of Cheyenne Street in West Fargo. They're online at onlyinlenaspizzeria.com. And that
we had a 10-minute conversation last night when we were recording the interview with Charles. We had a 10-minute conversation just about their menu.
Oh, my goodness. I went.
What do you want? I don't care. What do you want?
It wasn't one of those kind of conversations.
But they got, like, legitimately 30 pizzas. Like, just, I mean, a bacon cheeseburger, a chicken bacon ranch. They got the liquor pig, just so that we're clear, because this is a non, you know, disclosure claim, whatever. They do not feed the pig beer. This is not a legally binding contract.
No pigs were harmed.
Well, sort of. I mean, they got to make bacon.
Like, they use like 2/3 of the pig on here. So they got bourbon sauce, cheese, pulled pork, Canadian bacon, diced bacon, and onions. And I'm looking at that, and I'm like,
there's no pineapple, right?
No, no pineapple.
No, but that would be.
I'm not going to spark that.
That'd be a candy for me. I absolutely love that. I'm a big pineapple guy. Do they got a peanut butter, a hazel peanut butter one, where they put peanut butter with cheese, pepperoni, and jalapenos?
Peanut butter's making a big thing. It's not just pizza that's they're implementing that in.
They've also got a pot roast pizza.
That's where...
Beef gravy, tender beef cuts, mashed potatoes, corn, mushroom, and onions, topped with 3-cheese blend.
And you got a little pizza crust underneath there.
What do you do with the mashed potatoes? And then you cook it, it's all sloppy?
Put it in your mouth.
So that's what the cheese is for, you... You're
gonna hold it down,
and it's like it's just.
Does it hold it down?
Yeah, it's like a Chicago deep dish.
You gotta hold it.
You gotta either fold it or you gotta use a fork, or it's just it's not.
Know when to fold them.
I mean, I guess a pizza like that's probably gonna have to be kind of deep dishy.
Yeah, it has to
be able to put all that kind of stuff.
You
could
have the walls and protective.
Exactly.
And hold it down.
Exactly. We got walls on our pizza. That's how big these things. These things are absolutely awesome, but. If anybody wants to win that $20 gift certificate, give us a phone call, 701-271-1100.
First
for whatever reason.
First caller with the correct answer.
We have a caller? No.
No.
He was pointing, and I got all excited for it. I was like, I haven't even asked a question yet. I was like, hey, somebody
right
wants
answer.
That gift certificate.
Ask me anything, I'll do
all
it.
All right. So,
all right. Gift's good.
All right. Are we ready for trivia today?
Yes.
Are you?
I don't know. I hope so.
All right. Cool. Do you Do you have The Greatest Showman on there?
Yeah.
There's a little
hold
a
on.
Little drop.
Hold
Thank
on.
You.
I got it. I got it.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
It's like 20 seconds.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. All right, just get on with the question here.
You're not very impressed with that, Spence. I no. love that. That was my favorite thing about trivia, honestly. That and the pizza. Gopher football trivia. So All question right. number one.
All right.
Gopher football head coach is named PJ Fleck.
Yes.
What does the PJ stand for?
This will be weird to find out, but it stands for Patricia Jane.
Honestly, that was a better guess than I thought you were going to do. I'm being completely honest with you. Do you have anything, Spence?
Oh, I can guess?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by all means. Are you kidding
okay.
me?
Unless I want to say Patrick James or something.
Damn,
I have no idea.
Guess. Honestly, that's not a bad guess at all, but no. As long as, nobody's calling on there, you guys have to answer for me, because otherwise I can't guess. I have the cheat sheet.
Well, let's go to the next question. Let's go some game day or something.
So do you want me to ask the questions and then go back, or do you want me to...
I don't know.
Because I do a multiple choice if we need.
Do your thing.
All right, let's
do You're
one.
The one.
Okay, so...
Oh, I just Googled it.
You're the driver.
Answer number A, it would be Pierce Jones.
No.
Okay, well, just yell at me, why don't we?
That's terrible.
B is Philip John.
No.
C Maybe. Is Perry James.
No.
And D is Paul John.
I'll guess B.
We can save this for maybe a caller that wants to answer, because I thought it was just a multiple choice, so I already Googled it, so I'm out, unfortunately.
Cheater.
You have three. That's the one thing I said you can't do is Google.
Like, I thought we were going
to. Do I need to do a disclosure every single time we do
Spencer
this?
Spencer was like, we're going to just go on to the next one or whatever, so I just.
You know. You're going to cheat and act smart in 10 minutes
when
I gave you the answer?
Nope. I was not going to answer it because I Googled it.
Okay, well, we're going to circle back around because I want somebody to call in 271. 701-271-1100. I want to give away this gift certificate.
That has got to be the question to have a caller answer.
I love
because
it.
I think, because like you said, PJ was here this week.
Exactly. It was a blast, honestly. And as well, on the website, we have it's about an hour and 15 minutes long, his presentation he gave.
It's all on the website?
It's all audio. I have it cut up on there, and it's right
fantastic.
In, go to am1100theflag.com and go to sports. And it's right there for you. It was awesome, honestly. He gave some amazing insight.
I told James the two cuts he had given us for the show potentially to play today. I listened to both of them. I was ready to suit up and go play for the Gophers.
It's unbelievable.
And I'm not
this
even
dude,
a, I'm not a huge Gopher fan, but, I mean, that guy is just – it's an act? That's not an act. That's PJ.
No, it's
and it's fantastic.
Nuts. Like, you see the stuff that he does in the locker room, the guys, like, jumping into the pile after the game. Yeah.
Well,
he does that every game they win.
It, after the quarter, the half, runs?
They change it.
Well,
he sprints
settled
down.
Down.
The man is on a full sprint to the ESPN interview, and then it's a full sprint to the locker room. They go and
Absolutely.
Jump on the team. It's
he
awesome.
Runs further in those 5-6 seconds than I do to get up from the couch and go to the fridge.
I'll be honest with you. He probably gets from the sideline to the locker room quicker than I can get from the couch to the fridge.
Yeah. Probably.
But he has a lot more effort than I do.
He's got a good 40 time.
Unless it's only Alina's pizza, then I'm like,
Yeah,
exactly. And then question number two. When was the last year Gopher football won the Big Ten?
They've won the Big Ten? Question mark.
So out of curiosity, when was the last time USD won a football game?
They won their last game of the regular season against South Dakota State.
2015, 14?
No,
13?
Last year.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, what was that, a 4-win year?
5.
Whoa. Almost bowl eligible in FBS.
We have bowls? No. Okay. Anyway.
Okay, that was a harsh shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I just
because you
attacked
know,
my Gophers. I get defensive.
I honestly think it's been a while, so what are the options?
This is sad. Okay. 1940.
Ooh.
1990. 2001. Or 1967.
I'd probably have to say I'd have to say
this will help a little bit. So they're a co-champion actually in this year. They tied with Indiana and Purdue. So there's bonus on this one. When was the last time they won the conference outright?
We do have a caller for the first question.
Oh my,
here.
Who is it?
It's Andy.
Andy,
he's joining us.
How are you
now.
Doing today, Andy?
Good. How's it going?
Awesome. Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm about right near Rosse, Minnesota right now.
I absolutely love it. I love it when someone from Minnesota gives us a call. So do you want to answer the first question, second? What are we thinking right now?
It's got to be the PJ.
I got an answer for the PJ and PJ Fleck.
All right, let's hear it.
Philip John.
Bam! I love it. Yes, we got the winner. This is amazing. I'm so happy.
Great coach, by the way. You might give NDSU a run for their money. If they play ever again.
Are you kidding me? I'm gonna get a lot of hate mail for this, but we'd run NDSU right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Spence.
Yeah, I'm right there.
All right, awesome. So we're gonna have you talk with Spence for a quick second here, and we'll get the info for you, and we'll get you this $20 only in Lena's gift certificate, so you can enjoy that. It smells like pizza, so just wait till you get
ready for you when you were able to get to the studio. $20 to Andy, to Ole and Lena's Pizzeria. Congratulations. Okay.
Deal. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it.
All right. So they were tri-champs then with Indiana and Purdue?
Yes. And this is the last time they were co-champs. Yeah, tri-champs. Yep, yeah. Tri-champs.
I would have to, I would say 1967. I want to say 1990, but I'm going to say 1967.
Yes, you got it right there, 1967. Oops. So for bonus, when was the last time they won it outright?
Was it one of the four choices?
Nope. So I have 1905, 1926, 1941, or 1965.
I want to say 65 because obviously they're tri-champs in 67, but I'll go to 1941.
Yeah, you're not good at Gopher. Whatever. You know all about our history from 100 years ago. And then this...
Guessing is my forte. That's how I got through college.
So the Gophers have had one Heisman Trophy winner. This is the final question.
Oh, really?
So number three, because that was 2B.
Yeah.
We'll go.
Or not 2B.
This is like... Yeah.
That is the question.
Was that a little dig at my Gophers for not being too successful?
No, I was...
We won the Outback Bowl this year.
It was Shakespeare. You said this is 2B, and I said 2B or not 2B. That is the question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't know Bill Shakespeare? Just go.
The Gophers have one Heisman Trophy winner in school history. Who is he?
Is this a multiple choice? Because I would have no idea. This has got to be a while ago, right?
Well, unfortunately, it was not Tyler Johnson. I'll give you that.
It wasn't Antonio Winfield Jr.,
not yet.
Well, he can't win the Heisman now. He's out of college.
Maybe he'll come back. He's going to play in the Bucks and be like, PJ, I need another year of eligibility.
That's ridiculous.
Honestly, did you see that Gronk's like a 95 tight end, actually?
I don't know why he's rated that high when he took a year off and he was injured before that.
That's nuts.
You know, I'll take it.
You ready for these answers?
Yes.
Okay, so answer number A is Bruce Smith. He was a halfback for the Gophers in the early 40s.
Okay.
Tony Dungy, who played quarterback for us in the mid-1970s.
No, he did not win the Heisman.
Marion Barber, who Spence knows all about him. He was 2000-2004, a halfback.
He did not win it.
Or
either.
Eric Decker, an 06-09 wide receiver.
Well, your flaw in your answers you're giving is that I know the three other players, and I know they didn't win the Heisman, so it's the first one, Bruce Smith. Correct?
Yeah, you're right. You are. I'll be honest with you. I got to make these tougher because Andy got it right off the bat. You're getting all of them right. I don't know Gopher sports, but yet you're getting every question. You know what it is? I give you multiple choice.
Yes.
If it was open-ended, it'd be a disaster.
That's what I was going to say. Open-ended, I would never, ever get those. But when it's multiple choice and the years ones, those are more lucky guesses than anything because I would add it down between two of them.
I just enjoyed watching Marion Barber and Eric Decker play for us.
Well,
it was fun. But I thought Tony Dungy was going to give you a run for the money.
No. Because he was a quarterback in college and he went on to the NFL to play like safety.
I guess he did play. Yeah, he did play.
He played for the Steelers, won a Super Bowl.
But that
was
something. You know why he came to Minnesota from? It was Illinois, I believe he's from originally.
Because it was the only place he got a scholarship. I don't know.
No, it was the only place that would let him play quarterback. He got it. He's from because Michigan offered him, like Ohio State, Indiana, all the big schools from around the area he was from offered him, but they said you're going to play safety, and he said no.
Which is funny because he goes to the NFL. And he plays safety. So, I mean...
Well, when there's a paycheck in front of you, I feel like it sways your opinion a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. But, I mean, it's one of those things, too, where you want to at least go to a college that's going to give you an opportunity to do what you love or what you feel you can be good at. I mean, because, he could play safety. Obviously, he was good enough to play safety in the NFL, but he wanted a chance to play quarterback. And some of these schools, we like you as an athlete. We want to switch you and play defense. We want to do this. We want to do that. You know... To get an opportunity to play quarterback at a school, like I think for NDSU, wasn't Easton Stick one of those guys that going to NDSU was going to give him an opportunity to play quarterback as opposed to going to a bigger school? They might want you to change position. And I might be getting Easton Stick confused with some other players that have gone on to smaller schools to play quarterback because they didn't get it. They were going to be switched to a different position.
Exactly. But yeah, we're out of time for trivia. Only in Lena's Pizzeria, they're sponsoring for us. It's awesome. And you won some pizza. So Only in Lena's, if you're listening, be ready for that gift certificate to be spent up in a couple days. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about Washington football in the NFL. You're listening to Flag Sports Saturday on AM 1100, The Flag. Welcome back, everyone, to Flag Sports Saturday. So happy, so excited. It's a beautiful day outside. But the Washington NFL franchise is looking for a new team mascot. And I believe Jason knows a little bit on this. There's one of their fans. What is he? He's got 44 copyrights.
44 copyrights. He's done. The article that they had on him on ESPN kind of paints him more as a fan who's willing to give whatever copyrighted name to the Redskins in their process to get a new name. It doesn't sound like he's squatting on the names to try and make a ton of money. So, although if your owner is Daniel Snyder and he's a billionaire, you can throw the guy some season tickets or something or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at least on social media, like the leading candidates have been Red Tails, Red Wolves, and Warriors. And as I said the previous week, Warriors is a name that Daniel Snyder had trademarked for a potential arena football team when NFL ownership was getting into arena football ownership. That copyright has since expired, and this guy, I believe, picked it up. Red Tails and Red Wolves keeps that name Red in there, which, like, St. John's was the Redmen. They became the Red Storm.
Yep.
The Miami of Ohio was the Redskins. They changed it to I'm drawing a blank on what they're called. They're Red something else. Now, Red Hawks.
Yeah, I think that's on. No. Give me a second. Now I'm Google curious, it. Yeah.
But, and so to do Red Tails or Red Wolves gives you a chance to kind of keep the red in the name and allow you to kind of modify their fight song or whatever. Mm-hmm. Although it's funny because they want to keep the burgundy and gold and potentially have red in the name, but they don't have red in their color scheme. They have burgundy. So it's a form of red, but it's not red.
So. You were right. It's Red Hawks.
Red Hawks. Okay.
So, yeah, I'll give it to you.
It didn't feel right.
It didn't
flow.
I didn't think. No, I thought it was something different.
And I think Arkansas State, there's talk that the Red Wolves mascot could be something that they'd have to kind of work out some kind of agreement with Arkansas State because that's their mascot. But I don't know. I mean, you could go up potentially a ton of different ways and change the color scheme and have a fresh outlook on the team, which, based on other news that dropped this week about the Washington NFL franchise, they've got at least 15 women that have allegations of sexual misconduct,
issues
with
general.
Them.
Yeah, just different various things. And if you have any questions, comments, anything like that for us, give us a call, 701-271-1100, or hit the studio, email studio@flagfamily.com. But or the continue, Twitter. Sorry about that.
No, that's no problem. So they've gone from finally moving away from a mascot and a logo that the name is what's hang up for a lot of people, and the logo itself is fine. That was actually designed by a Native American, part of the Blackfoot Nation, I believe. So the logo itself is not offensive. It's the name. So, but they have come out and said that they're going to remove all Native American imagery. Which makes me think that they're going to do some type of, you know, DC kind of themed.
Exactly.
Like a, you know, senators, you know, generals.
And that's what they were. So when the Twins came in 1961, they were purchased. They were the Washington Senators and then came over, became the Twins because of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, I think the weird thing about the Washington Senators baseball name is that I don't know how it worked because I think there's also some lineage from the Texas Rangers being once upon a time the Washington Senators or something I read. So
maybe.
To me, I don't know if there was two separate franchises. It was the Washington Senators that...
It could have been.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, Senators is a unique name. I think like many years ago when we had my roommate and I had one of those computer simulation kind of baseball games, I think we named our Washington franchise the Washington Representatives, which was kind of a play on Senators, but different. Yeah. It starts with an R and, you know, whatever.
Exactly. There's kind of clicks a little bit for you.
There's more representatives there in Congress than there are senators. So
exactly. And then also on Oh, of course. I'm kind of losing my train of thought there. Goodness. Where was I going with that now?
Oh, good for you.
Whatever they come up with, we can always play this sound drop.
Yes.
That's a terrible name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anyway.
But another thing. The Edmonton Eskimos in the Canadian Football League,
yes.
they decided that they're going to change that because with...
Well, that's official. I hadn't even read that.
Yeah, it was something to do with...
the Inuit tribe up there?
Yep, with the Canadians, with one of the, you know, up in northern Canada. They decided, they took matters in their own hands on that, trying to do that and change it. And then, I remember my point I was getting at. So with the Washington franchise, they're in EA Sports, so that does Madden.
Mm-hmm.
They've decided yesterday they're cutting ties completely. So there won't be the logo or the nickname of Redskins anymore. That's completely out, even if they... Even before they're coming up with a new nickname, which is kind of in the works right now with Snyder and that super fan.
And I think part of the Washington Redskins getting to a new name, I think there might be, there have been rumors that there's something that Snyder may actually be leaning towards, but they got to work on the trademarks, copyrights, and stuff, et cetera, like that. But I think that right now the plan is to have a new name
mm-hmm.
by the start of the season. Assuming it starts on time.
Exactly,
so you might get a very generic logo this year. It might just be an R on the side of the helmet, or it's something generic, depending on what it is, if it starts with the letter R.
If I remember right, isn't there throwback uniforms? Don't they just have an R with a circle around it in the on the helmets already?
Yeah, but it also had the feathers hanging
back. Did it have the feather hanging back? So
and they even before that, they had like the Florida State logo
on the side. Get some magic eraser to erase the feather.
They've got... They had a logo that was like a Florida State spear on the side.
Oh, like the Seminole spear.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll go with that either because, I mean...
They're trying to go completely, I think, away from that to try and... Snyder's a very personal kind of guy. He tries to keep to himself, but there's a lot of issues that happen in his organization, and I don't know if it is or not in his heart, but I think he wants to try and get away from that to try and get a little bit of backlash off of him.
So going back to that CFL topic, because I hadn't heard that yet... The CFL team has maintained that a majority of Canada's Indigenous population supports the nickname, doing so as recently as Wednesday during the club's annual general meeting. But obviously they're going to research it, and mm-hmm. the research revealed that 78% of the Western Arctic Inuit oppose the team changing it. So the Washington Post article says that they are going to – looks like they're leaning towards changing it, but the last I had heard about it is that they were going to look into it.
And that's the thing. From my perspective on it, from what I've seen, it kind of came out of the blue. I think this is kind of one of those things with what kind of grip they have on it. It's like when North Dakota changed from the Sioux to the Hawks.
Right.
The Fighting Sioux to the Fighting Hawks. I think because from everything I've ever seen, the majority of the Native American tribes, they supported the Fighting Hawks, but there was, I think, one of the nine.
Yeah.
That said, we don't want it. So there was a big dispute, and they just changed it to the Hawks, and a lot of people are for it. A lot of people are against it. It's your own personal
take. Well, and
take.
You know, there was one tribe, I believe, in North Dakota that supported the Sioux mascot, and mm-hmm. the other tribe was kind of against it, although it didn't really... There were some reports about trying to actually get a vote amongst that tribe. I don't remember if it's the Standing Rock or which tribe it was. So eventually they changed it. I guess I wasn't aware that Eskimos was... I don't know if that's any kind of derogatory term.
I didn't think it was insensitive, but I guess on that aspect. I'd have to look into it a little bit more. But, yeah, we got to hit a break here real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Michael Herzog, golf pro at Hawktree Golf Club. You're listening to AM 1100, The Flag. I cannot wait until we're able to do Facebook Live on here, because that dancing you just did reminded me of like one of those on vacation Adam Sandler scenes from like just go with it type of things.
I was hoping you weren't going to say something like somebody's dad that's had one too many at the family picnic, but you know.
Well, the problem is I'm not a father, but I act like that sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Go, James. Go, James.
Oh, yeah.
It's your birthday.
Here we go.
Go, James.
A little disco.
I know, right?
Alrighty. Awesome. And so you were talking a little bit on Washington football. I don't know if you want to continue on that a little bit here for another minute or so.
Yes, I think
so. While we try and get Michael Herzog on. So
we're unfortunately unable to connect with him right now, so we'll obviously keep trying, but we'll just kind of continue the discussion on Washington and their choice to try and find a new mascot. Obviously, Edmonton is being proactive. And as we were kind of talking in the break, or at least I was talking, you were kind of walking out the studios to deal with some other things. But
thank you for that play-by-play.
Yeah, exactly. You know, names like, you know, the Indians, you grow, I mean, obviously, as people may or may not know, James is much younger than myself. So you grow up with the term Washington Redskins, and it has no negative connotations to you with the exception of the fact that Washington football team is not good. So you don't associate it with a racial slur.
Exactly. Yeah, I really don't.
So there's that. And that's what a lot of times some of these names and mascots to me does. You don't have that correlation.
Mm-hmm.
But however, terms like Redmen, Redskins, Indians, I don't have a problem with changing those, especially when the Cleveland baseball team could, in theory, potentially go back to a long ago nickname that they had of the Cleveland Spiders. I mean, the Richmond Spiders in the FCS, they can have some kind of cool logos and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think it could be kind of neat, but that's just me.
I'm not a fan of that personally. I mean, maybe if there's a logo or something, that would change my mind. But, yeah, like you were saying, I mean, I'm essentially, with being 22, I'm kind of oblivious to anything like that unless I look at past articles and I see something to do with that Washington organization. Because I have no issues with that. And I think even from the Cleveland Indian perspective, I don't think there's any issue with that either because that's not directly tied to anything. I mean, it's a cartoon, essentially. Well, so it's not – I don't think it's, you know, insensitive or anything. But then again, I'm not Native American.
No,
so.
I know. But I think the biggest thing, though, is that the Chief Wahoo mascot, I think that's kind of
where people are
a little more iffy about it. Because, I mean, the Cleveland Indians baseball team, in a sense, they've kind of gone more to a block letter C or something like that as far as their logo rather than Chief Wahoo. So, I mean, but I don't know. There's just a lot of pressure on franchises right now to come up with mascots that are what – you know, either people would consider politically correct or they would consider as, you know, non-offensive.
And that's the big issue I have nowadays is that everything has to be so kind of soft and kind of filtered through and no, everybody has to find 100% okay. But if anybody has any thoughts on this, by all means, give us a call, 701-271-1100 or hit the studio line, the studio email, excuse me. I don't know why I keep doing that. Studio at flagfamily.com. Maybe, is that what it is? Maybe.
First time using email.
What's this email thing you're talking about?
All I got is this talk to text. That's all I do, you know?
The other thing that as far, I mean, I don't want to see teams in the U.S. go to like European soccer because we talked about that yesterday afterwards. The naming of teams, you know, you had the Kansas City Wiz, which changed to the Kansas City Wizards, which is now Sporting KC. I don't get that European football club naming kind of thing for teams in the U.S. It's always been it's been location and mascot, and that's the way U.S. has always done their sports teams.
That's all that I know. And real quick to kind of cut you off on this, I know that Chris Larson's going to love this. He just shot me a text saying, hey, you should talk a little bit on Gophers. So, you know, him and Scott Hennin, they're very big. You know, UND, Fighting Hawks, Let's Go Hockey.
The who? What school is that?
North Dakota. way up in North Dakota, eh? You know, but they're going to love this. So the NHL is coming back, and the Minnesota Golden Gophers lead all college schools for alumni on an NHL roster with 19.
Oh,
there's 19 former Gophers that are playing in this postseason.
Oh, good for you.
That's take wonderful. That.
That's what happens now.
Fighting Hawks. Yeah, that's why we're not winning national titles, because we kicked these guys out after 2 years to go make some money.
Everyone, you know, the NHL got involved, and they, you know, you get drafted, you're the one and done.
Exactly.
So we can't keep those kids that we had in 2002, 2003, 2005. I guess those are years
when we
ago,
won. Yeah, a couple of back-to-back titles, and we were winning.
Those were juniors. Those were
exactly when you're there for 3-4 years. That's a big difference having that experience versus being a freshman or, you know, essentially a sophomore and then kicking out.
That's just dumb.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Do you even have a hockey program this year alone?
No. They do not have.
All right, then. I'm going to turn this mic off for this segment.
Shots fired.
My quote unquote college hockey team would actually be University of North Dakota because that's the place I went to my very first hockey game. So
okay, we'll give you that. Guilty by association.
I've got cousins that went to UND back in the day, so I'm kind of, you know, That's where my hockey allegiance lies.
What do all your Yotes alum think about that for hockey, huh? You're just joining the border school because just for the heck of
they
it?
They don't have a hockey program.
They don't know that you enjoy them. You're very private about that at home.
Pretty much.
You got one little poster in your man cave.
I don't have any, don't get it twisted. I don't have any UND gear or anything like that. I can only wear gear of my college. That's the only one I'll wear. I do enjoy them doing well in the playoffs. I had an aunt and uncle that were big UND boosters that would actually come down to Vermilion and go watch the men's and women's basketball team when they were D2 and they'd do the doubleheader.
Yep.
Nice.
So I'd go sit with them in the UND section, cheer on USD and all these other UND like boosters that would travel and watch the game in Vermilion or like looking at my aunt and uncle like, who is this guy? Why is he sitting in our section cheering for USD? And then they're like, oh, that's our nephew.
Exactly. So, but if you keep talking like that, Scott Hennin might have a package sent to your house the next week. You're going to get yourself a UND windbreaker, a hat, a pair of sweatpants. Look, he's going to send you the whole package.
Look, if I get a UND hockey jersey,
I'll wear that.
I might wear that. Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Give me the sweatshirt that had the strings in it, like the jersey. I love those. I got a wild one. A St. Patrick's Day wild one, and I love that.
Speaking of that, we're going to transition over here. All decade, was it the football? The Big Ten just came out. Yeah,
Marion Barber, Eric Decker.
Should we take a break and we'll come back and hit that?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that because we got a couple of PJ Fleck cuts. We might have time to hit now. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to hammer out everything Gopher football here. You're listening to Flag Sports Saturday on AM 1100, The Flag. Welcome back, everyone, to Flag Sports Saturday. We have one final segment for the weekend. James McCarty, Jay Stenman. I'm very happy and excited about that. It's awesome having him here.
Better.
Yes, I love this. If you want, you can hit him up on Twitter. You can find it. Just go to the Flag Sports, and he's on there, or at Hames M6. He's probably somewhere roaming around there as well.
I'm at JJ Dakota, spelled JJ DACOTAH, like the bank. Or Dakota Paper.
Dakota.
Are you sponsored?
Yeah, you verified.
or is that copyright?
If Dakota Bank or Dakota Paper would like to sponsor my segment on this show, please feel free to reach out to me at jjdakota.com. Oh.
And then Spencer Jost is running the board for us, making us sound good.
Spencer,
he wants to hit.
Spencer, the gift, Jost. Don't forget that.
Das Gift.
He wants to hit up on. There's two Gophers.
Well, you know, on the Big Ten, it was on the show. She will talk about it.
We're big Gopher guys, so I'm sure the Bison fans just love us for this. That's all right, though. That's okay. We can take a little bit of that heat. So,
well, they win all the time. Let's talk about some other people.
Exactly. Let's talk about the schools.
You heard the story before.
Winning. It was good. Talking before the show, I know looking back before we talk about who's on it from the Gophers, mm-hmm. I remember when we had a running game. We never had the only offense, all we had to do was give the ball off.
Yep.
We had 2,000-3,000 yard rushers in the same backfield the same year.
Mm-hmm. Who was it with Marion and Barber? Because that was one of those.
Lawrence Maroney.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Maroney and Barber were just two guys. You could get 1,000 yards out of each of them.
I remember watching those games going against the Michigan, mm-hmm. Hart and all. The Henny and all them, obviously they're a little bit older than they're, whatever, but they, great I time. Remember growing up watching those in the dome.
Even recently, Rodney Smith and Shannon Brooks, those guys, if they stayed healthy, the two of them, they would have been an absolute power. I believe
then what's his name came out at the end of the year, too?
Muhammad Ibrahim.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bigger back, too, and I'm excited. He's going to take the lead role this year, and then we have this young man coming out of Kansas. Kai Thomas, he's a 4-star recruit, and he had, in his high school career, he had over 7,000 all-purpose yards. It was the highest class in Kansas, though.
They
force-fed him a little bit, but he was getting, 5.5, 6 yards a carry in, was it 5A, 6A, whatever, however high they go.
High school football game. I'm just kidding.
I averaged 300 yards rushing in high school.
I just think it's cool that Muhammad Ibrahim's got his own song. Muhammad Ibrahim at 7 scores. 7 scores had Muhammad Ibrahim. You guys don't go to church much or what?
Well, no.
I do, but I don't remember that being on worship during worship.
Anyway.
I think you're a little bit older. Yep.
I feel embarrassed for Jace at the moment. This just really, this went downhill for you much quicker than I thought you were thinking.
I can't
thing.
Believe you guys don't recognize that song.
You're the no. only one that does.
It was like the Father Abraham song. It was like in Sunday school and stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, okay.
You had
that's
seven
different.
Sons. Seven sons had Father
oh,
Abraham.
I might have remembered something
okay,
like that.
Okay, how about this?
If hey, James, do you want to look up that new country song about, you know, stay 10 feet away from me?
Just so we know, Luke Combs came out with a song about being 6 feet apart. It's a really good song, actually. So I don't want to... That's in the past. If anybody's heard about this song that Jace is talking about with Muhammad Ibrahim, 701-701-1100, I want to see if he's the only dude in the country that actually knows what's going on with what he's
I'm
talking
sure
about.
There's a couple that'll
It's the Father Abraham song from Sunday school. That's all I'm saying. You got to change the words and make it work for what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, but yeah. if we don't know the song hey, to begin with, changing is not going to help.
Anywho.
Anyway.
Yeah, we'll do a smooth
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their entire draft class made the
I
Big
don't
Ten all-decade all team.
I don't about their draft class.
Yeah!
The Bucs may win a game because they got a stud on offense and defense now.
Yeah. Well, you see here, well, I don't have a good Madden impression, but you win more, you put up more points than the other team, you win the game.
There's a team that they score more points than the other team, they win games.
Do you want me to make a call to Mike Zimmer for you? I like your philosophy.
Bet five.
We Bet score five. More and we'll win.
Oh. Or you make them score less than you.
That
too.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right, the Bucs. I was very disappointed watching draft night. Day two, I was, we're going to get them. We're going to get them.
Well, that's the thing. And the Bucs, even their first round pick, offensive tackle, they got Tristan Wirfs too. Yep. And then they got, in the second round, they go and they get Antoine Winfield Jr.
That one hurt.
And
I'm not going
to
lie.
He slipped all the way to the fifth round. I didn't think so. I thought third, and even we talked to the guy from 24/7 Sports, Ryan Burns.
Yep.
He thought, just like I did, that Tyler Johnson was a lock for a mid-third rounder, and he slipped to the fifth round. Accolade-wise, he's the best receiver in Gopher history.
I was also surprised that Winfield was available for the Bucs when they picked in the second round. I didn't know who they were going to get, but then as him and Delpit both had slid into the second round and they had one team picking before them with both of those safeties available, and I forget who was before them, but the other team took LSU safety Delpit.
Yep, Grant Delpit. Grant. He was a stud.
And then that left Antonio Winfield Jr. right there, and safety is a position of need for the Bucs, and they were able to just pluck him right there. I was ecstatic. I thought it was fantastic.
But I think the Bucs, people are going to be, their defense is going to be overrated just because you got a great offense. They're still going to give up 28 points a game.
The thing with the Bucs defense is that the Bucs defense did start the last year slowly. Shaq Barrett signed his franchise tender. He's able to get to the quarterback, set, I think, a team record for number of sacks in a season. You got Jason Pierre-Paul back after he recovered from injury in the offseason, a car accident. Then you had Ndamukong Suh along the defensive line.
Oh, Suh's is with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he re-signed. Yeah.
They got a front and seven, though.
Vita Vea is an absolute monster in the middle that doesn't get a lot of talk at times from fans.
Oh, the
from
Vikings
fans.
Play Tampa Bay this
he's
year, don't they?
He's a big boy, too. Vita Vea.
Vita Vea.
What is I don't he like this.
330 or something?
At least at one point, he was the heaviest guy to ever score a touchdown in a game on offense.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about their weaknesses, so it makes me feel better.
Their weaknesses are going to be the lack of experience at cornerback. They had three rookies play in the secondary last year, and part of that is because they released Vernon Hargraves. Because he'd come back from an ACL injury, and then I think the coaching staff really felt he wasn't putting in 100% effort, so they just like, we're bye. And once they let him go and let the young guys go in that secondary, the defense got a lot better, and that's why there's at least positivity on the defensive side of the ball for them, that you add Antoine Winfield Jr., and you've got the guys coming back that they had last year with Barrett, you know, JPP, and Ndamukong Suh. You've got Vita Vea. You've got two stud linebackers in David and, was it Devin White?
Oh, yeah, you guys did get Devin White last year. Yeah, he's a stud.
Because at first, it looked like Devin Bush from Michigan, who went to Pittsburgh, was going to be the better of the two Devin linebackers. But Devin White came on towards the end of the season. So I think with that experience from last year underneath their belt, I think the defense, you know, if they can just be middle of the road and then you have a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over 36 times during the season, you might be okay.
Your only issue you have is with Tom Brady going out there with his walker. If he's not getting protected by Wirfs and your other tackle, there's a 50-50 that he kind of just breaks.
Yeah.
if he gets sacked.
For him being
but he's
in such
so limber,
great shape,
honestly. Yeah. He really is. I just like he's to give him a little. 42 though,
40, yeah. He'll be 43 when the season starts.
Okay. I thought maybe. Yeah. I couldn't remember if he was living in a retirement community yet or not.
And the backup, I believe, is Blaine Gabbert or something. So their backup is a big step below. But that leads back to the question of the day in the poll you did. Will there be football? Because this morning I had messaged on our little Slack app here that they had the commissioner of the CAA on, which just recently basically shelved their football season, but allowed the teams the freedom to try and cobble together a schedule. And I think the way we're trending with FCS conferences, and it could soon flow over to FBS, I think NFL might be a bit different. But college football, I mean, I don't know.
Well, the Ravens are only going to have 14,000 fans.
But the thing I'm looking at that point, from that perspective is the fact that they've, unless the government says something, they've already said that they're going to have it at 25% capacity. Because I think they see it 60, and they're going to have 13 or 14,000.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Because you're looking in the MLB, which is all strictly outdoor state. Well, there's two or three indoor, but there are no fans at all. You know, NBA games, you know, like Philadelphia, those places, they said no.
That's going to be a bummer because what are you going to do when you got – Philly is going to go off their home crowd. That's who they are.
That's exactly. Well, that's what they feed off of.
That's what everyone, you know, really does. They feed off their crowd. So
exactly.
I think the NFL in sports leagues, they can do bubbles. They can do whatever they want to do and kind of be able to have a season. But I just don't know that it's going to work for college football, especially if there's no students on campus.
Yeah. I need some rowdy teen, you know.
Exactly. Young adults. Those young adults.
Easy. Where were you going with that statement?
Well, I'm saying like
some rowdy.
The crowd, man. I want them to be yelling.
I need some wild. fans.
And real quick, before we go out.
Yes, so, I should clarify.
Antoine Winfield Jr. last year, he was a fourth-year sophomore. He redshirted his first year, and his second or third year, he had an injury where he redshirted. So he only played 2 years, which is absolutely nuts.
Wow.
And he got the All Big Ten All Decade. Same with Tyler Johnson. But have a great weekend. Excuse me. God bless everyone.
Yep.
Bye.